Ladies and gentlemen, this is Star FM's Tanya and Dane podcast.
Lindy Milan, a celebrity chef. She's going to be here this weekend for La Festa, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lindy.
Oh, good morning, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome event.
Look, it is. I've been to the Riverina a lot, and Griffith in particular. I've filmed down there. I used to come down and do Unwind, which was the wine event in the June long weekend, and I'm really looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you, Lindy. What are you going to be making at La Festa?
Well, I'm getting my hands on some of your fabulous produce.
Good.
And because Steggles are the major sponsor, mm-hmm. I'm going to show you how to do turkey different ways. Turkey isn't only for Christmas. So I'm going to make a turkey larb, which is an Asian dish with turkey mince. And then I'm going to do some turkey that I wrap in prosciutto and do a sauce with peri. Now, peri is pear cider, so it's like apple cider, only it's made with pear.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to do that. I'm also going to do a bruschetta. And the bruschetta, you grow capers down there, and I've been out to where the capers are grown.
Mm.
Prettiest little plant. So a bruschetta with capers, and it's got some Italian flavours, and that's because of the Italian heritage that's down there as well. And then my absolute favourite, I'm doing a dessert which sums up the Riverina, right? So in it, it's got oranges, olive oil, walnuts, and it's got dessert wine.
Now
that absolutely sums up some of the really great things about the Riverina for me.
Definitely
does.
Oh,
hey,
yum.
Lindy, I know I'm actually drooling at the moment. It's pretty bad. Lindy, when you say finish work, you rock up at home, you don't want to do anything huge for dinner. What's your like go-to 10-minute quick meal?
Well, you know, that's really interesting. My issue is with the shopping, not with the cooking.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, and I'm cooking out at the Easter show at the moment.
Okay.
And last night I did a main course that I was able to get out in a little bit over 10 minutes, only because of the resting. I used pork steak. Now, pork steak, you use the 6-2-2 method. So nice hot pan, 6 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other side, and then you rest them for 2 minutes. And while they're resting, throw into the pan whatever you've got to make a sauce. Well, figs are in season at the moment. So I threw in some fresh figs and some seeded mustard and a little bit of bird juice, which is the unfermented grape juice. And then meanwhile, in another pan, I just tossed off some Cavolo Nero. I made some instant polenta. So that's about a 15-minute meal. But that's nice enough to serve people coming over.
Lindy, would you like to know what my 15-minute meal is?
Yeah, what is it, Tanya?
Macca's.
Oh.
You see, that's not a meal. And by the time you drive and you go there and you get it, and you don't get the feel-good from it.
To be honest,
and you put it down in front of somebody and share it, you get all the good vibes as well.
Yeah, exactly right.
So, bonus.
Lindy, you made a good point then. So what should be in a typical shopping basket? If you could pick 5 staples for a shopping basket, what would they be?
Okay, well, is this assuming that you've got stuff at home or if you don't have stuff?
No, we've got stuff at home. We've got some stuff at home.
Yeah, so you've got your extra virgin olive oil, Australian, of course.
Yep.
Yes,
sick. Riverina.
We've got that everywhere here.
Got that at home.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would always be going for a protein.
Yep.
So I would be going for beef, lamb, pork, or chicken.
Just so you know, Lindy, he's actually writing this down.
Okay, and the thing is, look for one of the quick cuts. So, you know, there's lamb backstrap, or you can get the fast steak for the beef, or you can get the pork steak, or you can get your chicken breast, or I like chicken thigh fillets because they've got a little bit more fat, and so they've got a little bit more flavour.
Mm.
I would be always looking for something green and fresh, and depending how long it needs to stay in my fridge, you know, you can go with your salad. Mm. But, you know, Cavolo Nero or Tuscan cabbage or kale, they're very popular at the moment. And they keep really well in the dish.
Mm.
So that's a nice green veg. And they're great. Just toss them in some oil with a little bit of garlic.
Oh,
garlic always helps
everything.
So that's only two. I'd have Greek yogurt.
Because
I use Greek yogurt. I have it with fruit for breakfast. But you can always make a sauce out of yogurt. Or, you know, even just chopping up some fresh coriander and putting through it. Or some mint. Beautiful with your lamb. So say you've got some lamb chops or lamb backstrap, dust it with some cumin and coriander, and then do a little sambal with your yogurt on the side. Am I up for four?
Yeah.
That's five. And a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindy, just before you run away, I've just got to ask you, you know, when you cook at home, I know when you're cooking for a TV show and whatnot, you've got everything laid out for you, all pre-measured in little glass bowls. Do you, when you cook at home, lay it all out pre-measured, or do you just...
Certainly not.
And we're going to see you this weekend for La Festa. Lindy Milan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. And please, everybody, come and see me and come and say hello.
Tanya and Dane.